This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 324 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, of course, we are once again joined by our very special guest, and at this point, a man who's pretty much doing an internship here at the Action Movie Guys Podcast. He's our buddy, Evan. You know him, you love him. Evan, say hello. Let him know where they can find you.
Hello, I'm Evan. You can find me at PopCulture33 on Instagram and YouTube.
There you go. Give him a follow, give him a sub. All right, now, this episode, we are continuing on with... Cops and Robbers Month. And these are movies where main characters are police officers. Some might be good, some might be crooked, some might be robbers. I don't know. But this week's movie is 21 Bridges. This is from 2019, starring Chadwick Boseman. And then you also got J.K. Simmons in this. Sienna Miller pops up in this. Taylor Kitsch, the guy who they tried to make famous but couldn't. But then now he does like small roles like this. So we got a number of actors. Before we get into it, Alex, tell me, is this a movie you have seen before?
Surprisingly, I went to the theater to watch this.
Oh, so this is one of the rare theater movies.
Rare theater movies. I went to see it because I saw Joe and Anthony Russo's name attached to it. And I was like, those boys know how to do action. So I said, let's do it. So yeah.
Yes, they did. They produced this film and it was directed by someone named Brian Kirk. I don't know what else he did. But Evan, have you seen this movie prior to doing this review?
Yes, I was very excited. I did not see it in the theater. When it was announced to come to HBO Max, I literally blocked out my Saturday so I could watch it because I was very excited for this one.
Okay. And by the way, I just looked it up. Brian Kirk, a lot of TV. Dexter, Luther, Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. Luck, Penny Dreadful. So he did a bunch of TV and then this movie. All right. So before we get into it, let's go ahead and give you a little bit of the old Rotten Tomatoes. Now, over on the Jack Ryan side, we keep getting these movies where not only are the scores really good, but they're exactly the same, critics and audience. This is a more traditional action movie guys. Ooh, they're way apart. They're not even close to each other. Mm. The critic score on this is a 54%. Okay. 54%. The audience score on this is a 91%. So they are not even, we got a 37% difference. I think I have a feeling it could be because of Chadwick Boseman's.
Yep. Sympathy votes.
Might have lifted it a bit. Who knows? Do you find these numbers surprising, Alex?
Well, 91. I mean, I kind of agree with you. I mean, this is kind of his final full length, if you really want to think about it. And, you know, sad. I mean, you can see he had talent on screen watching this movie. But kind of shocked with a 91. With the critics, the Rotten Tomato, the critics section, I am not shocked at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had two more roles after this, but they were both in Netflix movies.
Yeah,
This was his last time in the theater. Evan, do you find these scores surprising or on par to what you might have thought?
I wrap it up to what you would say the sympathy vote of Chad, because the critics, I'm not surprised at all. I'm actually shocked. It's a little higher than I would expect for this type of movie. I'm with the sympathy vote.
Yeah, and it's not saying it's bad. We're going to give you our take on the movie now, but 91, that's usually like, you're talking like some Oscar movie or something like that.
Godfather.
Yeah, or like the most classic action movies. Let's get into it. Lead character, of course, played by Chadwick Boseman. He's a cop. He's our cop for the Cops and Robbers Month. His name is Andre Davis. Cop in New York. Alex, you're in New York. I was born in New York. Please, I'm gonna let you go first on this. What did you think?
Okay, so the character himself, take away Chadwick Boseman's like acting and all that and his sickness. I'm gonna take that away. But in terms of the character, I liked him. He was cool. He's a New York, everyday New York cop. His father died in a line of duty, and then he continues on the family tradition and took over, and then he wanted to fight crime. And he is like more like, if they shoot me, I'm gonna shoot back. And he killed like 8 people within 4 turning detective and then 4 becoming a cop. So like, I don't mind it. I liked him a lot. He's very by the book, very by the code. Great detective. You can see he kind of figured out everything towards the ending of the movie. Other than that, that's the most backstory you get, is the beginning of the movie with the father dying. He takes care of his mother, which you see, which I thought it was a great, because it took him away from that, you know, the cop world. And then you see him a little bit in his real world. So in his personal life. So I kind of like that a lot. And honestly, I kind of gave the character a 4. I thought he was great. I don't think he was a perfect character. Now, Chadwick Boseman as him, there's scenes that he is super skinnier than other parts in the movie. I mean, you could see it throughout. Even my wife pointed it out. She was like, man, if you see him in the train at the end of the movie, when he's in the train, he looked way thinner than he did like prior scenes. So it looked like the cancer was just eating at him throughout this film. So you kind of see that. But even with that, man, I give him a lot of respect because that shit did not hold him back. And his acting was phenomenal in this movie, like really top notch. And I really enjoyed him as a cop. Like, I was like, man, he should have did more cop movies like when he was healthier. But anyway, I give him a 4.
All right, Evan, what do you got?
I liked him. I think his backstory as a kid, you're not diving too much, but you're getting enough. But at the same time, you're actually getting some development about him throughout, because a typical movie would have said, here's his backstory. This is who he is. There's no mystery to him. And I think we actually get a little bit with him going, why does he shoot everyone? Because we don't know how his father dies. That gets revealed later and kind of give us a little bit more. So we still get to discover him. And you said his mom. I think there's certain scenes that were edited or changed based on him being sick or can't do. And I think you see that in the character a little bit, and certain scenes where you're like going, especially like him becoming like a badass cop, because like he's running and they all of a sudden what's her name comes in and takes over. Like, I'm like going, I wonder if he was gonna originally in the script run more than what he did, but yeah, he physically couldn't do that. So he doesn't come off as like, what am I saying, as action starry because of that. There's certain scenes, but I think he's still solid. I gave him a 4 also.
All right, well, I'm gonna agree with our chat. Actually, I gave him a 5, and I'm gonna tell you why. I agree with Alex, and this is not, I'm taking this out, but I agree, it's a great performance. I think Chadwick Boseman, any movie I saw him in, he was great in it. I never seen a movie where he's in it and he's not great. All the way to like Draft Day, that football movie that he did. He played the role perfect. He could play historical figures. That was he pretty much played historical figures and guys with accents. That was like his whole thing, right? He was Thurgood Marshall. He was Jackie Robinson. He was James Brown. He was T'Challa accent. He was in that Netflix King movie accent. This New York accent. He did it perfect. I think he could play anything. Okay, that out. Here's why I love the character. And, you know, I picked this. I made this themed month because I just love like cop thrillers and action movies. I agree with everything you guys said, Evan. I love the most of your developments early, like Alex said. You know, the funeral, that moment, you know, he's a cop. You know, okay, he's going to grow up, obviously, to follow in the footsteps. But he says so much in the little scene with the internal affairs interview, with his process, with how he does things, with the whole thing about justice. And this movie, I drew so many parallels with the movie we did last week in Street Kings. Because there's a lot of similarities, honestly. And one is, Keanu Reeves is this character, but full of flaws, right? There's even a line in that movie where Forrest Whitaker's like, you're the tip of the spear. And here, J.K. Simmons says something like, you're the tip of... something similar, not the exact same line, but he will shoot...
Best man.
Yeah, yeah. Right? He will shoot bad guys if he has to. He will, but always, only if it's right, or he deems it's right. He never shoots first. He's not a murderer, right? But he always gets his man. Great detective. Like Alex said, his detective skills are great. And I love that. And I love the end when the dude's talking to him on the train. And he's like, you know, you're the first cop who hasn't shot first, you know, talked first and shot second. And it shows, it gives you some insight into him. The stuff with the mom, I feel like it was a very well-developed character. And honestly, had he not passed, I could have seen this being like a franchise. Like future movies were, because the character was solid enough. So I loved him. I gave him a 5-4 for you guys. Very good scores as well. Okay, villain now. This is another movie similar to Street Kings where there's like a lot of bad guys and then one ultimate bad guy. I will let you, J.K. Simmons ends up being the Forrest Whitaker of this movie, similar to that movie, but there's a lot of them. So Evan, I'll let you go ahead and kind of go over that how you want.
So I'm going to confess, what's his name? Taylor. I can never say his name.
Kitchen.
I love John Carter as a movie. So I like him.
It was good.
So that's one of my favorite movies. And so I like seeing him. I think he's been unfairly trashed by Hollywood and not used to his potential. So I always love seeing him. His got the actor who plays him. I think these two characters of, I think we get enough of them. We get enough that they're good people, but fallen and life has happened to them and they're now making bad choices, but they're not evil, but they're definitely doing evil things and you get to wrestle with them. And then they're put into a situation that is not completely on their own doing. And I think that gives us able to root for them a little in the sense of giving an understanding like, oh, they were just going for smaller loads and this is now bigger than what they're expecting. And this is get out of hand. And now we have the real bad guys, which are these dirty cops and all this stuff and who's good and stuff. I've enjoyed it. My only issue, I'm giving it a 4, not a 5, if I'm including everyone, because all the cops, villains, there's nothing new on, in the water. I'm going to talk about that later. There's nothing new. I also heard a score, I think, a little bit later on because of it, because they're dirty cops like every other dirty cop in every other movie. So I knocked it down. There's where I stand. So
the villain element gets a 4 from you, Evan. Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm with Evan. I gave it a 4. I could have did the cops and J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons not in many scenes. I couldn't give it as much because at least Forrest Whitaker was in important scenes in Street Kings. Like, he was in a lot of big parts in the movie. Right. J.K. Simmons wasn't in throughout the movie. So I was like, man, I was going to say the partner, but then again, it's not revealed towards later that she's evil, which kind of knew anyway. But so I was like, no, but I agree. I'm going to go with the two bad guys in the beginning that did the hit and all that. I mean, regardless if they were good or bad, they were bad anyway. I like him in these small roles. I think he's better acting in these small roles than leading. I don't see him as a leading guy. Like, even when he was trying to be Gambit, I was like, this dude is not Gambit. He does not have the charisma as Gambit. But I could see why. Like, he could have been a better other mutant in X-Men, but not the beloved Gambit. John Carter was great, but again, he's more of a side supporting character. I like the movie a lot. I just think he's not that the actor himself is not a leading role. So for these type of roles, he is really good. I believe them. He had pinpoint accuracy with that machine gun, which I liked a lot, man. I was like, you know what? This is actually really good. I like the other, his friend Michael. He was really good. I'm not gonna lie, bro. When they had him running through the streets, my man was booking it. Fast. Like, if he was really getting chased by cops, he was going fast.
That dude can run.
Yeah. He's fast. And you could see, and I could totally, I totally agree with Evan when they had the shot with Chadwick running after him. Chadwick looked like he was winded. I mean, he was running and then they cut the camera off and then the cop car came. But I mean, hey, look, he did his own stunt, so I give him respect on that. But man, that dude was kind of booging it. Like, I mean, he was out. But I liked his character. He had morals, right? He was like, you know, we shouldn't do this, but they did it anyway. He did the math. He knew everything what was going on. I liked that, you know, I mean, I didn't like he got killed, but I kind of liked the way everything unfolded with him and Chadwick with Andre. I thought that worked out very well. So with that said, I want to hold it up. I gave it a 4. Also, I'm sorry. I gave it a 3. The bad guys.
3. Okay. Yeah. Well, and I gave it the same as Evan. I gave it a 4. Same reasons. Yeah. I thought they were good. Again, J.K. Simmons, you know, he's the Forrest Whitaker of it in the sense of he's the leader of that precinct. He's putting away money there's basically selling drugs and then taking the drug money and putting it away in like a retirement fund for the cops so that they don't have to get divorced. Weird explanation, but it is what he's like. I don't want him to get a divorce. I want him to go to their kids' softball games. Okay, so sell drugs. But anyway.
That needs to be the new slogan.
You'll put that on a t-shirt. You don't want to get a divorce? You want to go to your kid's softball game? Sell drugs. The two guys, I agree with you both. I love them. Taylor Kitsch, poor guy. They did the Sam Worthington to him. They try to put him in all these lead roles. He does not have the charisma he's not a leading man. That doesn't mean he's a bad actor.
Yeah.
It just means he's not a star. And this was a great role. The only other role I saw him in, I like John Carter as well, but I agree. I think that movie still would have been good if they had like a different actor. The other great role that I liked this guy in was True Detective season 2. I thought he was very good in that. These are good roles for him. Cops, dirty cop, bad guy, former military turned criminal.
American assassin.
Yeah. Like I like Taylor Kitsch in not the leading role. Supporting role, villain role, perfectly fine. I liked both of them. I liked the other guy, like you said, Alex. He didn't want to kill those people, but his buddy kept just shooting everybody. So he's like, I've just got to go along with it. And I like the, I love a good chase movie. This is a chase movie. These guys are on the run. Chadwick's hunting for him. And little, well, not little known, because like we're going to get the storyline, but so are all the other cops, because they know what's going on. They know who they're going to see. They know that they, those cops showed up to take those drugs themselves. So I dug it, but not a perfect. I gave it a 4. Okay. Action, Alex.
Okay. So, all right. I was torn with the action in this because it's mostly shooting. I mean, most of these is shooting. Running. So,
shooting and running.
Yeah, shooting, running, one car chase, but it's not really a car chase. But yeah, I was very torn. There was a lot of fun set pieces that I really enjoyed. I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. I thought it had way more if they had more driving. Like if they literally jumped in the car and the cops were chasing them and they went down the FDR, because the FDR has some cool like cinematography because it has the weaving through the, like with the water there. So you could have had some cool action scenes. Well, I live in New York, so I mean, I know the highway. So I think the FDR has a beautiful part that you could do a cool chasing, but they didn't utilize that. So I kind of understood why. But the shootout too is cool. I like the beginning when they killed all the cops and stuff. And I was like, whoa. I mean, they literally massacred a whole squadron of people without changing magazines, which I thought was funny. they did not switch magazines at all.
They did.
Extended mags.
Yeah, I think it was extended mags. I didn't see
him. Also, he was hitting them like pretty accurate. He didn't have to shoot them. He was shooting like 2 or 3 times and they were dropping.
Yeah, like flies. So again, I thought that part was cool. And I think the ending chase was all cool. And I like the train scene. It built up the anticipation. Like, what is going to happen? Is he going to shoot him or he's not? Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. And I like when he says, give me a probable cause to shoot your ass. Like, I like that part. He said, you give me probable cause, I'm shooting you. And I was like, I like that. That's a cool line. I gave it a 4. So, yeah, great.
Very fair. Evan, what do you got?
I gave it a 4, too. One, they have guns that work. So that's nice. Compared to our last movie,
no, we watched.
Here. Yes. And I like that they gave an explanation of why Taylor's character is good with the gun. He's not just from the hood or from the streets who grew up badly, who learned how to kind of shoot a gun. This guy was trained. He's good with a gun and gave him a reason for that. So that makes the action of actually going. I think you get enough of it where it's not overbearing. You have it. I give it. I also love that Chad's character, I don't remember any of their names, even though I watched it today.
Andre David.
Yeah. He's the first cop when someone gets on the subway, because we're, of course, getting a subway scene, and they're going to have the doors. Did he get on the train or not? He stood in the middle. He's going, I'm just going to wait you out, and I'm not going to get on the plane and go, oh, look, I'm not on. So I love that part, and I love that. I love when the cops are chasing down. That makes the criminals stay on the train. So then the whole scene of going down the train and people, like, of course, it feels like New York. I don't know. I see a gun. I'm going to not go crazy. I'm just going to let them walk by and then I'm going to walk the other way. And so I had a good time with it. So I'm with a 4.
Well, we'll make it an old trifecta. I give it a 4 as well. This has the good kind of gunplay, Alex, that you mentioned. I don't love when we've talked about this a million times. I don't love when it's just guns in movies, unless they do something cool with it, right? John Wick is mostly guns, like one, I'm talking part one, but they do cool stuff, shoot in a different way. You know, Hard Boiled, John Woo. John Woo makes gunfighting look like karate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And here, while it doesn't do that, I like the urban, you know, like the city in the alley. I think the robbery scene is great. Like, that is a good way to do some shooting scenes. I love choreography. You know, they're navigating this space the way they move because they're military. So they, you know, I like that. Do something like that. I don't like just like two guys going pop, 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 like from far away with handguns. I'm not into it. And the sneaking around, when he's sneaking around and the cops are behind the cop car and they're just shooting and he comes behind them, shoots them. Loved it. You do have the scene in the apartment, you know, with the other cop shooting from the outside when they go to the money laundering guy. Then you get a foot chase. The foot chase is actually really good. The way they shot it, really good. Like you said, the guy looks like he's running 46 miles an hour. I don't know how fast he was running. It looked like 46. So kudos to them. And he was booking it, but I love the foot chase. And then you have at the end, in the house, in J.K. Simmons' house, you get a nice little finale with he kills like 4 more cops.
Yeah, he destroyed him.
Yeah. And I love that little slide where he like slides on the floor and shoots through the wall. Pop, 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 pop. That was cool. 4. but still not a five. You got to really, you know, you really got to take it somewhere else. But it was very good for this type of movie. So 4, 4, 4. Okay. I think I know where Evan, I think this is the part you were talking about. So storyline, what do you think?
Actually, if I look at just the story, I actually liked it. In a sense of you have two criminals robbing something and then discovering more drugs than they were expecting, and then having this mystery unfold, and then you really, how you're trying to figure out why they're doing this, what are the cops doing? You actually, the storyline in itself is good. And I think I like, it's going to be the execution. So you're a little bit off. I'm giving this a 4 for the storyline as itself, because I thought the story was a decent story, that it was very enjoyable to watch.
Very good. All right, Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, so when it comes, all right, so I was really torn with the storyline, because I'm like, it goes under the line of a generic cop movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of plot twists here and there. But to me, it was, how do they execute it? Like, was it new and was it fresh? No, but I kind of enjoyed the way they told it. To be really honest with you, I really enjoyed it. And I agree with Evan. It was like a layer on top of layer, right? They were going there to get some bricks, but they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. They came across these crooked cops, and then they killed the cops, and then now they became cop killers. So it's like, it was a progression of like, it was like a Grand Theft Auto video game. It was just like, they unlock more stars of
they should have put them up on the top of the screen.
They should have, like, it went bling, bling, bling. Now, most wanted. But but to me, for me, like, those two scenes that stood out to me the most was when the FBI came and tells them, you know, you got X amount of time to whatever. And Chadwick Boseman's like, yo, close the 21 bridges. And I'm like, I didn't know what the hell 21 bridges was. I had to look it up when we got out the theater. And I was just like, oh, so those, we do have 21 bridges in Manhattan. If you want to close all that shit.
They weren't lying.
I was like, yeah, I thought they were like, I thought they made that shit up. I was just like, oh, okay, but now I know there's 21. So I kind of like that. And it elevated the movie, because living in New York, you go, oh, you could take this bridge out. Not now, knowing that these two shut down the tunnels, the bridges, the water, the air, air traffic. Like, you couldn't get out nowhere. That's a rocket. So it was like, I like that. In the second scene, where I was like, this was my dude, Chadwick, at his finest, is when they shot the dude at the party and he comes in and he goes, so let me get this straight. So the guy shot you with a revolver. And he's like, he goes, yeah, he pulled it out. We shot him. He goes, and these guys shot with automatic weapons. And he goes, and by the way, you're missing your secondary weapon in your leg. Like, he already put it together.
38,
like,
snub nose, whatever he says.
I loved it. I was like, this dude just already figured out that this dude was crooked. Like, that's when he started to figure out, oh, these cops are trying to set, like, throw off a lot of stuff. So I like that a lot. So I gave it a 4. I thought it's a great storyline.
All right, well. Here comes Evil Nate, then, I guess, just to rain on the parade. No, I'm just kidding. Well, sort of. I have a lower score. I gave it a 3. I gave it a 3. And I agree with what you guys are saying. My problem is this movie has a fatal flaw for me. And this happened the first time I saw it. And I saw this in the theater in 2019. And then I didn't watch it again until yesterday. So it had been 3+ years since I've seen it. And I have a good memory, but I don't remember every movie like that. So when I watch it, I remember thinking the same thing the first time. This movie has a fatal flaw in that it plays its hand way too early as to J.K. Simmons being the crooked one. That's way too quickly. Wait, the first scene he's in, he comes in talking about, you gotta kill these guys. You gotta kill them. You know, once you see the cops show up at the, I love the setup. I agree with you guys 1,000,000%. I love the setup. These guys show up, they're thinking they're gonna get 10 keys. There's freaking 1,000 or whatever, 30, and then it's like 300. Yeah. You know, it's all this stuff. And it's like, why is there so much? And then the cops show up. Okay, cops show up. Cool. Immediately you think these cops are shady because they're too like, it's 1 a.m. and they're like, whatever. Okay, cops are bad. Now you have it in your head. And as soon as J.K. Simmons opens his mouth, you're like, well, he is the mastermind of the whole thing. And for me, it just makes everything that happens after it less impact. When he discovers on the flash drive, it's like, not a discovery, because I knew it, because they let me know that this was happening way too early. Sienna Miller. And I like her in this. I like her ending that she, you know, was willing to get arrested and didn't just shoot him and all that kind of stuff. But even her, when she starts like trying to run the dude over with the car, and she's like, it's like, oh, so she's in on it too. And
it's just her first phone call when she gets it from her nanny or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we know. Sure. So it was those sort of things that it affected my overall score. So I gave it a 3 though. I think it's good and it could have been great if they didn't reveal that so early or make it so obvious. I should say that. If they didn't make it so, because at least in Street Kings, I don't want to keep going back, but there's, like I said, I felt like there's similarities. At least in that one, they wait a little bit before they start leading on that it's Forrest Whitaker. That's the whole thing. Here it's like J.K. Simmons shows up. You got to kill these guys. They're bad. You got to kill them. Yeah, they're cop killers. They can't be trusted. They lie. The cop killers. And I'm like, okay, he's bad. He's obviously bad. So 3 for me, 4-4. All right. Overall score, Alex, what do you got?
Overall, I gave it a 4. I think it's a great movie and it still holds up. I thought it was good too. My only nitpick, you know, if you were look at it like that, I do agree with the J.K. Simmons character, like revealing his hand. My only beef that I have, they killed the two dudes mad fast in this movie. Like Taylor Kitchen's character is like, the minute they started running down the street and they split up, he got shot quick. And I was like, oh my God. And then they shot him again. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. The other dude ran into a building, ran out of a building. Then they shoot him in the train. And I was like, damn, they did all this within below 12 hours, which I understand they closed bridges and tunnels, but I'm like,
Manhattan's a big,
it is. Place. They had an underground they could have went to. So like for me, I was just like, what hinders it from a perfect was I wanted to see more of Taylor Cutchin's character, like shooting up dudes with more guns, like go out in a blaze of glory, like in the town when these dudes just started shooting and like they had no chance of living. They just went out blaze of glory. That's what I wanted in this movie. We didn't get it. So I was just kind of hurt with that. And I agree with the JK. I mean, I already knew he was bad. You already knew the girl that got, he was like, oh, I'm giving you the drug or the DEA agent with you. And he's like, why? And now already was like, he's bad. Like, she's bad.
I don't do politics. Yeah. Okay? Take her.
Yeah. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, you're right. He needed a little more Jeremy Renner in him. He needed to go out like a G, running around the streets, just shooting at the cops more. Need a little more. Okay, Evan, what do you got?
So this is where I decided to take some major points off for some of the, because it's the overall movie. So this is where I think the script itself is the weakest. First of all, any cop speech that we get, I could point to another movie that has given that same speech. The two, one, Street Kings, we've already mentioned, but the other one is Copland with Sylvester Stallone. The whole speech of why they're doing this thing in this town to keep families and give the cop, I'm like, okay. I've heard everything. There's nothing new there. Number two, if you're going to make a movie called 21 Bridges and talk about your close in Manhattan, why do I feel like they were only like on one block? I didn't feel like I got a whole island that they tried to escape from. Like it just felt so small. It's like the whole Star Wars. You have a whole galaxy, but everything happens on Tatooine. Like, why mention the galaxy? So if you're going to say you're going to close all your bridges, I wish we got more, especially after they did the thing that I love in the movie. They changed their looks. The guy got a suit, shaved his face, made himself look different. Like, there we could have seen him go, oh, this one's blocked. I can't get over there. I traveled half, whatever. Like, I felt like we actually experienced Manhattan and it being closed. We didn't get that. You know what's playing everything. There's no true surprises except for maybe some little bit of creative way of how they're doing it, but we know exactly what they're doing. But they're trying to be smart about it. And then the one line, and they get bad actors to say, I knew you were a cop killer. Like, I'm just like going, how many times are we going to hear that over and over and said badly? So there's so many like little flaws, but there's also so many great things. So this is where I decided to take the points. I gave it a 3. I gave it almost gave it a 2, but the fact that what's his name shaves and actually tries to change his look and say, I'm not going to keep wearing the same thing through this whole thing and look like the pitcher that I'm going to try, I gave it a bonus point for that.
That might be one of the greatest points ever. I was going to give it a 2, but I gave it a 3 because the guy shaved and put on a suit.
had to.
I said 3. Well, I'm right in the middle of the both of you. I gave it a 3.5. To me, it didn't reach the 3, but it didn't reach the 4. So I'm like, it is a good movie. I like it. I think it's entertaining. There's pros. Entertaining. Good cast. Well shot. It's well shot. It looks good. Moves quick. Good pacing. And a great setup, like we mentioned. You know, the whole drug setup. The villain setup. And even Chadwick Boseman's character. That's a great setup. The funeral into the meeting with internal affairs. The whole first, like, 15 minutes of this movie is great. Like, there's like, oh, this is going to be good. The rest is where it falls into the generic crooked cop chase movie. And I agree with Evan. To have a whole, the whole island of Manhattan. And, you know, this needed more Die Hard 3. Remember, Alex, in Die Hard 3, where this guy's going, like, they're going everywhere. They're going in the freaking tunnels. They're going in the driving Central Park. They're going all over the place. Imagine if that was in this. Like, this chase is just, like, madness. I think it would have added a lot of energy. Well, the action would have been even better. But I think it would have added more, like, urgency and suspense to the whole thing. You know? More car chases. I think, Alex, you said it needed more, like, it could have used, like, a full-on car chase. It didn't really have one. Mm-hmm. So, a few things missing and a few things positive. Overall, though, I think it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. I could watch it again in the future. Again, Boseman's really good. I thought the acting was good. So it's enjoyable, but it's not quite the level of a 4 for me. So I gave it a 3.5. So with that being said, total points. Alex, what do you have? 15 out of a 25. Yeah. All right, Evan, what do you got?
19.
I have a 19.5. So we're pretty much on the level here. 19 and 19.5. Yeah, overall, a good movie. It fits in this genre, but maybe almost like too snugly. Like, it's like the definition of everything, all the cliches that the genre brings in one movie.
If this was your first dirty cop movie, it's great. If you've seen all the other ones, it's not going to hold up as well because of that, but it's still good.
That's a fair assessment.
I agree. And, you know, I just, now thinking about it, I do agree with you guys with them exploring the island while driving. I think that would have been so much dope. Like them going to the Brooklyn Bridge and they see it's blocked and he's, oh, I'll take the Williamsburg. And they go, Williamsburg.
Yeah. It would have been really cool with all the cop lights and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have a movie called 21 Bridges. I can't name you a bridge I saw truly besides typical opening shots. In the sense of,
they got off the Manhattan Bridge at one point. I saw that.
That's it.
They started in Brooklyn. So they go Manhattan Bridge, and then no more bridges.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand, like in a sense of filming, and then that's a lot of locations you got to get, and then close down highways and all that to get. I mean, you could mock it up too. It's not like you can't.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
don't you think they could have at least shown them closing them? They just said it, like close them.
No, they did. They showed a lot of cars doing barricades, but they didn't make it clear. And I think that's the issue. I've been during this whole thing, what would I have called this movie with a different title? It's just the name. It's the name that, if this had a different name, this wouldn't be a criticism, if that makes sense. Right. So it's kind of one of those movies, like the name draws it us to criticize it because of that. I don't know what you call it.
Maybe they should have called it Some Bridges. That way it didn't matter.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, we can laugh all we want, but the Bruce Brothers went all over Chicago.
Yeah, at nighttime. Yeah. Also, and it was awesome.
I mean, it was great car chases in Bruce Brothers.
Both Batman Begins and Dark Knight Rises show more bridges being blocked and destroyed than this movie did.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe it was the budget.
Budget. I'm telling you,
you
think they thought about it in the room? They're like, we got to do it. And they went, wait, that's 21 bridges.
Remember when they were looking at their storyboards and they had those all planned out? Yeah. Like, scrap it. It's a one bridge.
It's the guy who wrote a thesis, then wrote their paper, and they're like, it doesn't match my thesis, but I don't have time to rewrite that, so I'm just going to turn it in.
Redacted. All right. So we all pretty equal on this one now. Let's go on to what we got coming up next week. Clear and Present Danger is the next in our Jack Ryan series. Have not seen this movie. Looking forward to it. Jay will be here to review that with us. And then Alex, we have come to one of your personal favorite movies. Every once in a while, not always, but every once in a while, we do one of Alex's or one of my, like, a top tier movie we love. This next week, it's going to be Alex, and it's going to be a little Mel Gibson movie called Edge of Darkness.
Oh my God.
His boy, Martin Campbell and Mel Gibson. So I know, Alex, you love this movie. I'm sure you're looking forward to revisiting it for this podcast. I'm looking forward to talking about it with you. And also, we'll have Jay here too.
Yeah. I'm sad.
Jay, will be here for that episode as well. He'll be here for both.
Evan, have you seen Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson?
I went to the theater.
See? Mm-hmm.
It has that one the scariest gunshot that ever was filmed. You're going to jump. I jump every time. It's scary.
You know, it's crazy that when that part happened in the beginning of the movie, I was like, what? I already knew what I was getting myself into. I was like, this is why.
Pumping too fast.
I was like, now I know why Martin Campbell did like 8,000 007 movies, because like he knows how to capture you into the story. But all right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. That is our new hub for our live streams. And of course, check out the live stream he does with his friends the following week at Netflix Reviews. And then check out the podcast with him and his friends, Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Geeks and Flicks on Instagram. And Evan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Catch you on the next one.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. Yes, yes. Oh, man. Other than that, man, be awesome to each other and geek out.